bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And now, let us join old Nancy, Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah and 3 year old I be today. Yes, sir, Hannah and 3 year old. Satan. If these folks want to hear another of our pretty little bedtime stories, you just tell them to douse out them lights so's we'll have it nice and dark. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be down south with us in old Louisiana. It's strange country down there. Ghost country. And outside a little railway depot there begins our yarn about Graveyard Mansion. Graveyard Mansion.
Good heavens, driver. We're strangers here. Just got off that train. You can't expect us to walk a distance you say is 3 miles at this time of night. Or rather, morning.
We'd be lost among your canebrake and bayous before we got halfway.
I'm powerful, sorry, gentlemen, but I wouldn't drive you to the old Tate Gross plantation house at night for all the money in the New Orleans mint. And neither will anyone else in these here parts.
Why not?
What's wrong with the Tate Gross place?
What you all want to go out there for?
Well, if it really makes any difference to you, we've just inherited the plantation. We're down here to take possession.
Your name's Blanchard, then?
Yes.
Now, I heard your 2 brothers was expected. Your lawyers had men from Baton Rouge this past week fixing the house up. They was glad to get away this morning after only spending daytime there.
Say, will you please tell us exactly what you're driving at?
Just this. If you gentlemen are wise, you take the first train back up north and forget that Tate Gross place was ever left you. That old house ain't been lived in for 900 years, for good reason. Folks here call it Graveyard Mansion, because it's a house of the living dead.
What?
That's all I know, gentlemen. Good night.
Hey, come back here.
Wait a minute. Well,
I'll be doggone. Drove off and left his flat.
He didn't even want to stay and talk about the place, Kurt.
Lord, Al. It looks as though we've inherited a haunted house.
Our attorney never mentioned such thing in his letters.
Well, he's an educated man. You don't think he'd write us as such a crazy idea as that? Come on. We'd better start walking.
Walk? To Tate Gross tonight?
We haven't any choice. That chap is the only taxi man. There are no hotels in this little village. Let's go back to the depot. We'll get directions from the station master and see if we can buy a lantern.
All right. That chump said our new home is called Graveyard Mansion.
Yes, because it's the house of the living dead. Poor superstitious idiot.
Imagine believing in ghosts in this 20th century.
How can people be so dumb?
There's the marker they told us to look for, Kurt. The house must be just beyond those trees.
I hope it is. I'm tired.
Yeah, so am I. This hike has taken longer than we expected. Must be nearly dawn.
Yes. It's Louisiana's eerie country at night. Ghastly Spanish moss hanging from the trees seems to writhe like something living.
And those clouds of mist that rise from the bayous take strange shapes, half-human shapes. Sort of puts one in the mood to almost believe in ghosts.
What if we didn't have good sense? Wonder what it is these people fear about our new property. That old Creole who sold us the lantern was more insistent than the cab driver that we make no attempt to live in the place. Without being any more explicit as to reason.
Yeah, he seemed either afraid or ashamed to make any real explanation. But like the other chap, he said it was a house of the living dead.
Well, that doesn't make sense even for a ghost story. Oh, it's just a lot of bunk.
Well, if the tales are in bunk, we'll soon find out. Look.
Huh. We've arrived.
Kind of a spooky-looking old place at that.
It's different than I pictured it. Sort of like a French chateau.
Our ancestor who built it was married to a French woman. She was probably responsible for its design.
Let's go in.
Wait. Kurt, look there. Those tombstones.
Little burial ground. Maybe that's why they call the house Graveyard Mansion.
That's what I was thinking.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Does it seem to you there's something moving in the darkness beyond those tombstones? Something white?
Yes. Oh, some of that ghastly mist that rises from the bayous.
I suppose so. It looked almost like a woman.
Now, let's go inside the house and get some sleep before we become as goofy as the natives we've talked to. Hold this lantern while I find the keys that lawyer sent us.
His men didn't fix the place up very well. There's a broken window.
I see. Here we are. Phew. Black as a coal mine in here.
What was that?
Oh, bats. Place is full of them.
Oh.
Wish I could find a lamp. That lantern isn't much good.
No, its light doesn't seem to penetrate this darkness at all. It's almost a non-natural darkness.
Yes. It's funny. The ventilation from that broken window, it ought to smell sweet in here. It's an earthy odor about the place, like a tomb.
What's that?
Door slammed.
Curtis, down that hallway.
A woman! That laugh!
Well, she's no figure of the mist.
I'll soon find out who that is. Come on.
She's disappeared around the corner.
She went through that little door. Help me.
Yes?
Here it is. It's stuck.
Right.
I've got it.
It leads to the cellar. There she goes, down those stairs.
Hey, stop you. Who are you?
She doesn't even look around.
After her. Hold up that lantern, Alan.
That's knocked it from my hand.
We're in the dark!
With her. That laugh again.
Hold on to your nerve. I've got matches.
Well, give me a light, for God's sake. Light.
Here.
Oh, thank God.
The lantern isn't broken.
Unlight it, quick.
I have it. Now we'll see what...
The woman's gone. The cellar's empty.
Where does she go to? This isn't a true cellar. It's just a little vault. There's no way out save by these stairs.
She couldn't have passed us. They're too narrow.
The vault is bare. No place in which to hide.
Curtis, what's that set up on the wall?
Why, it's... burial crypt.
A burial crypt? A tomb!
That's where that woman hid!
Now, hold on to yourself. Here, don't let your nerves go like that. Ellen, our senses have been fooled. Those stories we heard, these ghastly myths we've seen have made us imagine things that can't be true. We haven't seen any woman. There's been no woman here to see.
But we heard her laugh.
Oh, we only thought we did. Our imaginations have played us tricks, I tell you. Ellen! Ellen!
You must be right.
Of course I'm right. It's the only explanation.
There's an inscription on that tomb. What does it say?
I see. It reads, "Here lies Antoinette de Morave, wife of Adrian Blanchard. Born 1782, died 1804.
130 years ago, Antoinette de Morave. She's the woman this mansion was built for.
Yes, I remember her name now.
Come, let's get out of this cellar.
Wait. Funny.
What?
It's cold as death down here, but this slab is warm. Feel it?
Yes. It's warm as life.
The rooster crowed. That means it's dawn.
Let's get out of this cellar where I can see the light of day.
Go ahead, I'll follow. Peculiar. Now this slab is growing cold. Thank you. But, Alan, I've told you 1,000 times that everything we thought we saw and heard and felt last night was pure imagination. Well, that's simple common sense.
I know it is. And I've honestly agreed with you all day. But ever since the sun went down, I realize I'm acting like a baby, Kurt, but this place has got my goat.
You'll soon get over that. Cold shivers ran up and down my spine for hours after we came out of that infernal burial vault this morning. Now that I've had a little sleep, I feel honestly cheerful about our inheritance.
Why do you suppose that single tomb is in the cellar when there's a graveyard just outside?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, Lord, I forgot to show you. Alan, look what I found in the attic.
A miniature portrait. What a beautiful woman.
Yeah, look at the back.
It's engraved. To Adrian from Antoinette.
Uh-huh. It's Our Lady of the Tomb. Wasn't she a knockout?
She must have been lovely.
Our great-great-uncle must have been mad about her. That's probably why she's buried away from the common herd. Poor thing. She was only 22 years old when she died.
A branch of the family still lives down here. Wonder if we have any female cousins who've inherited her good looks.
If we can find one, I'll bet you'll have no more objections to living in this house. Oh, you and I are going to be crazy about this place. Look out this window at that neglected land we're going to put in shape. Look at those great trees and that bayou shining in the moonlight.
And those old tombstones in the yard. It's nearly midnight when they say the dead return to life.
Now, if you're going to start that again, I'm going to bed. You better turn in yourself. It is midnight.
Yes. Just midnight. Kurt, did you hear that door?
The wind must have slammed it shut.
It may be the door from that cellar.
Now stop that. You're not going to pieces on me again.
Kurt, look out this window. The woman whom we saw last night.
Good Lord. She won't get away from me this time.
Where are you going?
After her.
Wait, don't leave me. Wait, Kurt, don't go near her.
Let me go.
No.
Alan.
She's turning back.
She's coming toward us.
Run. She's something awful from the grave.
I won't believe that. Let me go.
That laugh.
Same we heard last night.
Run, I tell you, run. She's something risen from the dead.
Lord, help me, I believe you're right. Come on.
Run, run.
Gentlemen.
Wait. She's calling to us.
Man, there's nothing dead about that voice.
Why do you gentlemen run away from me? Do you think I am a ghost, perhaps?
Look at her coming there. A healthy-looking flesh and blood girl.
She's laughing at us.
Can you blame her? Of all the dumb, benighted saps,
yes,
we are...
Yes, we certainly are. Curtis.
What's the matter now?
Look at her. She's the image of that miniature you found.
Joe. The living image of a woman who's been dead 100 years.
Gentlemen, if you permit, I take the liberty of introduce myself. Satan, if these folks come see us next time old Nancy has a birthday, she'll tell them some more about graveyard mansions. The house of the living dead.